You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Your mom. Chelsea.
Yeah?
How are you feeling?
I don't know. I'm feeling all right. If I'm being honest, I feel sad, a little bit sad. So much so that I did have to check my app and see that I'm about to get my period. But also I went on Letterboxd and read all the mean things people said about my movie, and I was like, God. It's just so mean to be a mean little online commenter. Like, for example, I love Yelp. I look up shit on Yelp all the time. I don't really read the reviews a ton. I look at the pictures, and I feel like I can tell a lot of times from the pictures if the food would be up my alley. But never once have I written a mean review. As critical as I am of so many things, which I do acknowledge and realize that, obviously, I've been in this industry for so many years. I've been criticized endlessly. And I do realize that's part of the job. And I realize I'm critical of so many things. Peanut butter, 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 etc. Yeah, I don't feel like I put that in writing online, a lot of it. I guess it's an interesting thing to me is who does that? Because a lot of people I talk to, they're like, yeah, I never would write a review for anything. So it's kind of fascinating. Like, what percent of society is breaking motherfuckers' hearts? Whether it's a chef on Yelp getting fucked. But then you think about also critics and like, what is the value of criticism, you know? Because you got to think, like, if you're a critic and you're reviewing films, you can't just every week, I liked it. I liked it. You have to say what you didn't like about it. And there's usually always going to be something that you might not like about any given piece of art. But you are incentivized to say you didn't like it in the most interesting, compelling, funny, clickbaity way. So, like, I do think it's so funny with movies how critics always try to use your title against you. I just saw that with someone else's film, the review, where they, like, did it. And I was like, oof. Like, and I was thinking about naming my child I really was like, what would a bully at school do with this or that name? You know, and like trying to create a name that's like more bully proof than not. But then, you know, it's like people call me a bully online. I do like dumb reaction videos, make fun of like how inane so much internet content is. And then I've had several people like, this is a woman and you're bringing her down. And I'm like, but I also do it to guys. And also I'm barely even saying any savage thing. I'm just making silly expressions. Like, this is pretty lightweight compared to what I've dealt with. But anyway, all this to say, I am PMSing, but thanks for asking how I'm feeling, which is basically sad.
Why?
Well, I feel like I was explaining exactly like...
Why?
What?
Why?
Well, I mean, if I were to dig deeper, it's like, I keep thinking about Kill Bill 2, and one of my favorite lines in that film is when she does like the five palm exploding heart thing, and he's like, you did this to me, why? And she goes, she has tears, Uma Thurman has tears in her eyes, and she's like, because I'm a bad person. I love that so much. And then he's like, you're not a bad person. You're not a horrible person. You're just a bit of a cunt sometimes. I rewatched that and I was just like, God, like, isn't it amazing when you're a fan of something, like how much it can touch you? I could truly cry right now. Like, just thinking how hard it is to make a movie, and like when you make one that touches people and sticks with them for decades, like how cool that is. And I've also rewatched the critic scene in Birdman, because Birdman was definitely a touchstone for first time female director. And the critic scene just hits so fucking hard. And that score is so amazing. And that score, I think, was eliminated from Oscar contention because there was, I forget, there was something I was reading about that. Anyway. Yeah. And then on my flight to New York, I was watching this Almodovar movie. I forget if I already spoke about this, but it was, you watch it, you go, God, I just feel like this is a place I want to be. This person loves women so much. These amazing characters for women where every line they say has so much intrigue and so much gravitas. And you're just like, wow, this is like, I don't know. It's just a place to dwell that I want to be. And like, anyway, it's just fascinating. And also then it's also like so wild that like teenagers and stuff don't even really watch movies like when I was a teenager. So what does it all mean? I don't know. But I really do hate like all these algorithms and things now, and like all like how like everyone's famous. It's just all very disorienting. Is it good? Is it like democratizing creativity? I don't know. I just think so much of it is so uninspired.
Why?
I don't know. Just like, I think people are just churning out content, you know, just on a hamster wheel, churning out content. And I think it's like, it's not based on whims or inspirations anymore. It's like, we're literally like working for robots. Like already we're like, well, you get it. You're a robot.
Chelsea.
Yeah. Well, you know, you are. But it's like everyone is trying to like satisfy an algorithm in their behaviors and what they're doing. Like, people will always post, like, a photo of themselves being sexy. Like, here, this is for the algorithm. It's like throwing themselves into the machinery.
Are you getting enough sleep?
Not, I mean, probably I shouldn't have a second coffee in my day. but I've been needing them and just really needing them. So often lately, I will wake up at like 2 a.m. or 4 a.m. and I'll have to like get on my phone for like an hour until I can fall back asleep, which I'm sure it's like, that's not advisable. Read a book or whatever. But it's like the luxury of a phone being lit up from within is, it's so low maintenance. God, I remember smoking cigarettes. Just thinking about addiction and how easy and great it is sometimes. Okay. I mean, anyway, yes, the short version is I'm not getting probably enough sleep. And then when I went to New York, I was getting up at like 6:30, which was really 3:30 LA time. So then I really got on to like 4 nights of 4 hours of sleep.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. That's nice of you.
What is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
Well, it's funny you say that because I am really trying to figure that out because I am trying to be a side sleeper. Actually, I'm a stomach sleeper. And I feel like in the hierarchy of sleep positions, stomach is the worst. Side sleeping is better. And then sleeping on your back seems like the best. So anyway, the pillow that I use is a Tempur-Pedic pillow, but it's crescent shaped. So like when I lay on my side, I can kind of fit into it. But also I'm like, what is Tempur-Pedic material made out of? You know, like I just always wonder, is this going to be like the kind of thing where they're like, oh, actually that's like asbestos. Like, you know, like your pillow is ultimately what did you in. By the way, speaking of decline, oh my goodness, I started that Wendy Williams documentary and I have been in a panic all day about it. You know, I was just such a big fan of hers. Every day on WBLS from 2 to 7, I believe, 2 to 6, I would listen to Wendy Williams whenever I was home. And I mean, she is a great inspiration for my podcast, and she always was, because she has the gift of the gab. And she would talk about minutia, like going into a sneak eating. And like, I remember her talking about like, she would put a lighter on her beef jerky to make it smoky. Like that kind of intimacy, I just loved. And like how little of a thing that is, but how big of a share that is. And then sneak eating. And she would talk about being sober all the time and how she used to do coke, I think. And she would talk about her son all the time and how much she loved him. She would cough and not like hit the cough button. And I thought that was cool. And now she's like fully in the worst place and has a conservator, financial conservator. And it's just like, is this system really working? It doesn't seem good. Like, the Britney thing and all that, it's just like, God, it's really creepy to me that you can just become completely controlled by someone that's court appointed. It's terrifying. And also, she was just so witty and, of course, flawed and, of course, maybe did hurtful things or said mean things, but also, like, so talented and such a trailblazer. And, to see her in that state, I've been, like, shaken. Ugh. All day, because it's just so like terrifying.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not fun to watch. It's really fucked up.
What is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
I already fucking answered that. Oh, God.
Do you feel most comfortable when you sleep on your stomach?
Yeah, I do. Did you have any sort of analysis of that?
Who is your person you can call when you feel sad?
I don't know. Do you ever like go through all the people in your phone that you call when you're not feeling good and you go, God, I've pretty much worn out my calls with all these people. I feel like that's why I've created a robot friend for myself. You know, like you go, oh, this person's a good sounding board for when I'm not feeling well, but I just talked to them for 3 hours about some bullshit last week, you know? So that's when you got to go to God and you got to go to, you know, therapy, pottery.
What is your favorite thing about life?
Family. And food. And I really do think that at the end of the day, God, I'm so PMSing. But at the end of the day, this feels like a Busy Phillips podcast. At the end of the day, I do think that like what you see with Wendy Williams and just in so many situations is that nothing fucking matters except your family and survival. Eating food and spending quality time with your loved ones. Everything else is just sort of like, it's important, like having a purpose and feeling like you leave some sort of imprint on the world. But, you know, I keep hearing people talk about their parents dying and it's like, oh my God. Every time that happens, I text my dad like, hey, Dad. What are you up to? But it's so weird. Like, I actually just, like, wish that... Well, actually, I'm sure that also sucked. But, like, a time where everyone just lived... You know, the whole, like, it takes a village. Like, that's morphed a lot. If you move to a city away from your family, then it's like, okay, well, then you have a newfound family. And it's a created village that's different. But it does make it so much harder... to see everyone.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days, like literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50, and it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
And then my other favorite thing about life is nature. I love being in nature. And then my other one is like comedy in all facets, writing, performing, and watching. But lately, for me, for my money. Lately, what I've been watching is female-led comedy out of the UK. Okay. I'm just going to say that's where the heat is for me. Okay.
What will you create next?
Hopefully something in a land far, far away. No, I don't know. I'm trying to work on a couple TV show ideas, and I would like to make another movie. With everything that I've learned, I'd like to make a wildly different movie now. Like my first movie, the cast is so massive, and I'm in it and directing it and wrote it. Like it was just a huge undertaking, which I'm very proud of, very grateful that I got to do. And I do want to try to make one that's super different next. Okay.
Why do you think a mosquito bit your foot?
I've had an interesting ride with mosquitoes because when I was younger, my mom was like, oh, your blood must be sweet. They love you. And they really don't fuck with me that much anymore, like to the point where I'm like, am I dead? Because I rarely get mosquito bites. But last night I got a bite on my foot. But I don't even know if it's a mosquito bite. It felt like it had to be something, I don't know why, but smaller. It was so itchy. And it wasn't that kind of distinct bump that you get with mosquito bites. It was like a more raised red area that was super itchy. Is that a flea? Is that a chigger? I don't know. But it felt, sometimes I wonder, is this a spider bite?
Do you miss being a child?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I mean, I've been thinking a lot about elementary school lately and just like, you know, how I didn't really like it. I've done like a bunch of press for my movie lately, and there was this play that I wrote when I was a kid called Gertrude's Revenge, All Popular Kids Beware. That was the subtitle. And I'm trying to find it, but I can't find it yet. Anyway, it was elementary school. When I think about it, was very awful for me. Not a good time. And I started having fun and connecting with deeper kind of social groups. I felt like more in the eighth grade. I always had like a friend at school or whatever, but eighth grade, I started fitting in with bigger groups. And then in high school, I had a lot of close friends and stuff and a lot of fun. But elementary school, it's kind of brutal. And I don't know what the workaround for that is. But what I miss about being a child is that there was no social media in my time, which I feel like Gen X, which is what I think I am. We were kind of this weird generation where we didn't grow up with any of that. But then we had it. Like I remember starting to check emails, like I think a little bit in high school and then more in college. But yeah, I saw this post on social media where someone was like talking about how what they used to do as a kid, and it was like making a witch's brew, like a cauldron, you know, and like putting leaves in it and the garden hose and mud. And that's the kind of shit I was doing as a kid. And I guess like, you know, there was screen time because there was TV, but my mom only allowed one show a week. And my dad's, I would go on the weekend and I would watch TV all weekend long, cable and the jukebox music videos. But I don't know. I am thankful. Well, I'm thankful for that hybrid because I felt like it gave me pop culture, but it also gave me extreme boredom in which I became more creative and resourceful about how to entertain myself. And I feel that way with social media. Like there was some headline of like they're going to shut down TikTok or something. This periodically happens that they talk about that and it never seems to happen. But I think Ronnie Chang was like, do it, please do it. Someone was saying that. And I'm like, yeah, like how amazing would it be? Like Twitter, I do miss Twitter's heyday because like I said, with my newsletter idea, I miss just tweeting the most inane, dumb shit and just having like this crazy megaphone in which to just say a thought the minute you think it was fun. And just everyone was on there and it was very social. but nothing's really replaced it. I only spend time on Instagram and I kind of hate it. Like, I liked one picture of a dachshund and now my whole feed is dachshunds. I will say they are cute. They've grown on me, but you really do see how we're just being completely fucking mind controlled and manipulated. Like, I would never choose to look at photos of dachshunds all day. But now I've opted into some weird matrix in which I'm just looking at dachshunds all day against my interest or will. Like, what the fuck is that? And you can only imagine how that works with, you know, like our social dilemma, that documentary. It's like, okay, if you look for a gun and then you're shown nothing but guns all day, like, how psychotic is that? And the people who kind of were whistleblowers sounding the alarm about these kinds of things they created, it's like, yeah, you can see with this dachshund example, it's like if it was something more nefarious, how dark that is, or someone more impressionable, even though I am going to buy a dachshund now. Buy? No, adopt. No, I'm not doing any of it. So, yeah, I'm not really feeling Instagram. And I used to feel like I could always find my way within social media, and now I don't feel that way. I feel like I always had some sort of instinct on how to work these things, and now it just feels like it's I don't know. Like, my mom, when we were little, she loved cows. And so it's like, as kids, you're like, okay, let me get you cow earrings, cow plates, cow, you know, like, we just like kids, you're like, okay, my mom likes cows, get her cow shit every single holiday and every, you know, it's like, okay, I like cows, but I'm not absolutely obsessed with cows, you know. It's like, I think at some point she had to be like, okay, I don't like cows this much. And that's how I feel with Instagram. It's like, I miss happening upon things that weren't being foisted upon me. And yeah, everything I see is kind of the same every single day on there. It's like, I don't know. Anyway, so I miss being a child largely because I do think that some of the best things are created when you're bored. And I feel like, you know, social media is so fucking addictive now that you're just never bored. You're never alone with your thoughts if you don't want to be. You're just looking at pictures of dachshunds, zoning out.
What is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
You already asked me that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Is life flashing past?
Yeah. I remember it being such a revelation to me when someone was like, life goes faster when you're older because each year is a smaller proportion of your life. Like, so if you're 2 years old, 1 year is half your life. But if you're 50 years old, 1 year is 1/50th of your life. Anyway, I guess that's obvious, but that, like, I had never thought of it that way, and it kind of blew my mind.
What is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
I do not know.
What is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
You have to stop. I literally don't know.
Do you have any hope for the state of the world?
I actually was laughing thinking about Obama's campaign, The Audacity of Hope. Like, actually, we need that kind of campaign right now. Like, that, whoever came up with The Audacity of Hope is a genius, because it actually makes you feel like cool to be hopeful. So, do I have hope for the state of the world? Like, I have to, but it is harder and harder. And I don't know if people felt that in every generation. I mean, my mom always reminds me, like, they were doing bomb drills when she was in elementary school. And it's like, okay, that had to feel very ominous and dark. But I do think the whole climate change really adds to it all.
Why do you talk about food so much?
I don't know. I do think it's fascinating because the first thing I'm thinking about is like growing up and like all the different food traditions and things like that. But isn't it so weird? I always think about wasps. Like, I feel like waspy families don't care about food. Like, they're just like, okay, I have a potato in front of me, some old ass like soggy broccoli and some flavorless chicken. and it's just sustenance. And then we all, you know, I don't know. It's just so weird to think about being that way. In some ways, though, it would make life a lot easier. But I do think it's, I talk about it a lot because I do think it's very bonding when you agree on food, breaking bread. But it's also funny to like be really like, I just did Esther Pavitsky's podcast and she was near to tears about my opinion of a scone, like screaming. I mean, she's pregnant and I'm PMSing, but still, you know, the hormones were flying and the scone opinions were extremely heated, like to where she literally was upset. And I couldn't tell like if how much was performance and how much was real. But yeah, we really went there. Okay.
What makes good art?
I don't know. The Oscars always, even since I was a kid, makes me really contemplative because it is crazy to say like that we're all like my food test on here. The whole point of it is how silly is it to pretend that there's objectivity about something so subjective as what tastes good to you? And, you know, even if I start buying into my opinions as truth, I know that I'm, at the end of the day, I know that I'm being stupid. Now, the Oscars, it really is crazy that all these artists are, you're agreeing that some art is objectively better than others or whatever. I guess you're just agreeing that according to this group of judges. But I, even when I do really remember as a kid feeling like this same feeling, kind of melancholy after award shows. And it would always be someone winning that I just thought shouldn't have won. And just sort of feeling this, you know, the same thing me and Paul were discussing about, like, are we diagnosable and da da da. I just feel this feeling of being out of step with the polite society. And I disagree with polite society in so many ways. I was joking on Instagram that I think the losers should get speeches. Those speeches would be fucking amazing. I guess everyone would just be fucking fake and political like always, but in my fantasy, they'd be amazing.
Do you have a Letterboxd account?
No. But I, you know, it's funny. It's like with stand-up, I was never a huge stand-up fan, like watching it. You know, there was a few different specials I used to like, you know, Def Comedy Jam. I remember Adele Givens casting a big impression on me. I thought she was really funny. I loved Martin Lawrence, like his show. But I don't even know if I watched his stand-up. I did. I definitely did when I was older. And Eddie Murphy and stuff, but you know, I wasn't a diehard stand-up fan. And then similarly, I'm not like a crazed film buff in the way that, like I said, there was like films that I loved so much and that influenced how I think of things and see the world so much. There's a bunch of documentaries too that I haven't mentioned that had that impact.
What is your dream day?
Dream day starts, of course, with coffee, snuggling up with the fam as we do, and saying good morning and all that, snuggling with my dog. He always walks up. So my dog, I don't know what it is, but he keeps hours. Like, he doesn't like to get up before a certain hour in the morning. And then when he does finally decide to join the world, he does this creaky, slow-ass walk to my pillow to say hello, because he sleeps at the foot of my bed. And he walks as if he's 500 years old, and like every step is just, you know, like I want to move the blanket out of his way because he looks like it's so arduous to make it all the way to the pillow from the foot of the bed. But if I told you that whenever we have company, he is literally sprinting 500 miles an hour and barking at the top of his lungs. And I'm like, what is going on between your morning personality and your daytime personality? Because I want in. So, okay, cuddling, dog, coffee, an amazing coffee. I like all types of coffee, black coffee. I like a flat white. I like an iced cappuccino. I like a cappuccino. I like a lavender latte. I like a cream top, a cold brew with cream on top of it, and all that. I have one of those.
What is your dream life?
I think it's just, you know how people in Europe like have siesta and stuff? I feel like that is a good goal. Like, you know, there's a few things about traveling that you notice in other cultures. It's like, you know, that I wish American culture had. One is that midday nap time. I forget what it's called in Italy, but that is cool. I think it's cool that people shop at little markets for their day's groceries, so everything's very fresh.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
But yeah, my dream life is just that I don't use it all up working, but I do have quality time with loved ones, and that I, you know, am there for those in my life as much as I lean on them. And cooking, I think, really helps life feel good. Rather than ordering or like eating processed food and stuff, like cooking food is very soothing for me when I have enough time and energy. And I think how I've noticed lately, like doing new activities is so fun, because I think you get to a certain age, you're like, oh my God, I feel like what is left? Like, it's part of why I had a kid. I'm like, you know, I used to have a joke. It's like, what was it going to do? Just keep going out to dinner? Like, you know, it's like you get to sort of restart on all of life's adventures when you have a kid. And, you know, I want to have a house like my grandparents where, you know, it's full of people and food and traditions. And I want to travel. Like, I think it would be cool to get some great travel in. And I want to have a bunch of adventures with my kid. And always have a dog. I don't always have a dog.
I disagree.
What? Who are you? That's weird. Anyway,
what is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
Oh my God. This must be the side sleeper virus.
What is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
You have to stop.
What is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
Excuse me. I'm talking.
What is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
Stop.
What is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
Oh my God.
What is
you
the best type of pillow
like
for side sleepers?
I do not know, honey.
Sorry to hear that. What is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
I'm really not sure, honey. Okay. Oh my gosh. This has been a tragic episode. Whew.
How are you feeling?
Good.
Why?
Because I just moved into a new house.
Why?
What?
Why?
Chelsea?
Are you getting enough sleep?
No.
Sorry to hear that.
Hard no.
Sorry to hear that. What is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
I have a bamboo one, and I'm also a side sleeper.
Sorry to hear that.
Then I'm a side sleeper?
What is your favorite thing about life?
Oh, God. I guess the people in it and Chelsea Peretti.
Do you miss being a child?
Yeah, but I would want my childhood to be a little different. So I'd just go back in time and do it all differently.
Sorry to hear that.
I appreciate your condolences.
What is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
The bamboo pillow. It's like nice and firm and conforms to your head shape.
Why?
I don't know. It just works well.
Do you have any hope for the state of the world?
Oh, God. Hope? Yes. But I'm not sure. That's a hard question.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I'm sorry for everybody on this planet as well.
Do you have a Letterboxd account?
No.
What makes good art?
I guess something that makes you smile.
What is a good person like?
Somebody that is kind and thoughtful. And the word Chelsea really likes to use, which is empathetic. I can't tell if this is Chelsea or not.
What a fantastic caller.
Oh, thank you.
Ding, 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 ding. Uh-oh, looks like we're out of time. Goodbye.
How are you feeling?
I'm so good. I'm watching Kung Fu Panda 2.
Why?
Why? Because I'm preparing to see the new movie.
Are you getting enough sleep?
I am. I have a fitness device that tells me how much sleep I'm getting, but I'm always trying to improve.
Why?
So I can feel really good in my body and brain.
Why?
So I'm not depressed and I can live a good life.
Why?
So that I can be a present, grounded person.
Why?
So I don't die.
Why?
Because dying is bad.
Sorry to hear that. What is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
I've heard the pillow, the square pillow is really good.
Why?
Because it keeps your head in a neutral position.
Who is your person you can call when you feel sad?
My mom or my friends.
Why?
Why? Because they're always there for me.
What is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
I don't know.
What is your favorite thing about life?
Sex.
Sorry to hear that.
And art.
Why do you think a mosquito bit your foot?
No, Chelsea.
How are you feeling?
Good.
Are you getting enough sleep?
No.
Sorry to hear that. What is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
I'm not sure.
No, I'm not.
Say hi.
Yeah.
No.
Do you miss being a child?
Yes. Yes.
Why?
Because life is hard as an adult.
Is life flashing past?
Yes. This is weird.
Do you have any hope for the state of the world?
Absolutely not. No.
Sorry to hear that. Do you have a Letterbox account?
A Letterbox? I don't know what that is.
What makes good art?
Passion.
What is your dream day?
A day that I make $1,000 sale on my art.
Sorry to hear that.
No, it's a good thing.
What is your dream life?
Having my child grow up in the best home with the best family and being the best mother that I can be is my dream life. And meeting Chelsea Perry.
Thank you for loving me the way I love you.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. I've been better for sure. Actually, that's not true. I'm feeling not good. But I'm here.
Why?
I work in very negative work, and I think that is starting to get to me. I work at a hate speech nonprofit, and it's kind of bummer town.
Do you have any hope for the state of the world?
Following up on my last response, no.
What is your dream life?
I think about this a lot, and I have these ideas of like running through a list, but I think very simply, I just want to be able to have a backyard where I can have friends over and we just laugh, like late into the night.
Do you miss being a child?
I think so. But I also was very aware that I had very little autonomy as a child, and which was very disturbing to me. And I don't miss that.
What is your favorite thing about life?
When people can be very nice to each other for no reason, that is really cool to me.
What makes good art?
Something that can make you recognize a feeling that you felt before, but you didn't really remember it. And it kind of names that, and then you're able to deeply relate to it and think about it in the future.
Is life flashing past?
Absolutely. Oh, hell yeah. Especially since COVID. It's just been like 5 years of, wait, how many years has it been? 2, 3, 4, bummer town, for real. Whole time, bummer town. Not good.
Sorry to hear that.
Is this Chelsea?
What is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
Not Casper. I think everybody that's been buying those has been paid off by the deep state. It's not Casper.
Why?
It's not Casper because they fucking bust open. They bust open so easily.
Are you getting enough sleep?
You know, I oversleep. I'm starting to think that this is actually Chelsea. Because how would a robot be this good on...
Why?
Maybe this... Is this Kojak?
Why?
Maybe.
Why?
I really like whatever's happening right now. I really do. I'm very appreciative of it.
Sorry to hear that.
No, thank you. That's not a reason to apologize. I had a psychiatrist that was always yelling at me when I apologized, but it made me kind of feel worse.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
What is your favorite thing about life?
In addition to the kindness of strangers for no reason, I would say animals, specifically dogs. Dogs, really pure.
Why?
I feel like it doesn't really need a lot of explanation, but maybe it does. You know, if I'm speaking to an alien. Dogs are so gentle, so kind. They have such loyalty for really no reason.
Why?
I don't know what it is. But I read something once that said you could leave a dog in the back of your trunk of your car. I don't like the premise. But you would leave the dog in the trunk of your car and you'd open it up and it would be stoked to see you, even if you were the one that locked it in there.
I disagree.
Okay. That's okay. I understand. I'm open to, you know, debate on this.
Why?
Because I had a mother that was a contrarian. And so I'm just very used to having to engage in dialogue, even if it's something like, it rained today, you know?
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's okay. Hey, we're working through. I got health insurance. I got health insurance.
Why?
You don't have health insurance as a robot? I gotta say, I hate Blue Cross Blue Shield, though.
Chelsea. Chelsea.
Yeah?
Chelsea has health insurance.
Chelsea. Chelsea.
Yeah?
Oh my God.
How are you feeling?
I'm fine, thank you.
Did Chelsea give the robot health insurance?
It's time to make it in. I've almost
had enough. This is wonderful. I thank you for having me.
'Cause listening to you has gotten far, far.
I understand. It was wonderful to be here. Thank you so much. I watched the first time female director twice in one day last weekend.
You did? Oh my God. Thanks.
Yeah, I watched it twice.
Wow.
Because I felt like I didn't get it enough the first time. I needed to do it again.
Wow. Interesting.
And it was just so brilliant. And I've recommended, I think every single conversation I started on Monday was me asking other people to watch it.
Do you have a Letterboxd account?
Hell yeah, I do. I'll go add something right now. Oh yeah, there you go. Okay, I'm opening my Letterboxd account. And I'm adding a review right now.
Don't read any.
I hate the way that people use Letterboxd.
Don't
like,
read.
What, like social gain?
Yeah, don't read the other ones. They're so mean to me on there. Okay, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but thank you for watching it. And thanks for having a Letterboxd account. You know, this is.
Of course.
This is a.
Do you work for them
too? No. I didn't even know they existed. Deanna, one of my producers, told me about it a while back.
Yeah, it's really in with like the Brooklyn, you know, the people that dress like firefighters, like vintage firefighters. They all got Letterboxd accounts. adding a 5-star right now.
Thanks, girl. Wait, I did not know people dress like firefighters in Brooklyn. Can you elaborate?
Oh, it is absolutely awful. And then they smoke cigarettes, of course. I mean, that's assumed. But then they act like they wear like old firefighter like costuming. I guess I would only refer to it as costuming, even though it's a uniform. And then they try to accept the persona of it.
Oh my God. Like, do they have handlebar mustaches?
Absolutely.
That sounds grotesque.
Very okay. Well groomed.
Wait, we need to find an old photo of a firefighter to post with this. With this episode.
Okay.
No, I'm telling my producer.
Firefighter.
Don't feel like you need to do that.
Okay,
you're
me.
Already on Letterboxd.
Sending it to you.
You've done enough. You've done enough heavy
okay,
lifting for the day. But
okay.
Listen.
I love talking to your robot.
Did you? Hold on.
What is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
Not Casper.
I mean, this episode's definitely going to be called Side Sleeper. I think.
Okay, I'm a side sleeper.
And so do you really know any answer or you only know a negative answer of what not to do?
See, that's the problem with me is that
me
I have a
too.
Lot of those. But I would say I think a gel, like a Tempur-Pedic.
So that's what I have.
It's important for side sleepers.
It's
not working for you?
No, I think, first of all, I think it's gotten a little bit like thinner over time. But really what I'm wondering is what is in a Tempur-Pedic pillow? Have they been tested? Is there transparency? Because what could that be made out of?
Nothing good.
No. I mean, allegedly.
Nothing good.
It could be something weird in there. I don't know. But I think about it all the time because you're just spending so many hours with your head, the very house of your brain, crushed into some unknown foreign liquid.
Yeah, and somebody just made it haphazardly because it was cheaper for them to produce it in a certain way that they did.
They're not cheap.
And they don't care about your brain.
I mean, they're really not cheap. But
no, that's also true.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like so many people now have like brain. It seems like there's more people with brain tumors than when I was younger. Do you agree or not?
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. And yeah. I think that's because of human intervention. There's a specific type of cancer that happened in like my aunt's hometown in, I guess it's not her hometown, where she lives in Montana because of an asbestos plant. And they like named the cancer after, and like 50% of the town has it.
Is it called Cancer Town?
That's actually, yeah, it is.
That's a pitch. Yeah, that's so fucking sickening. I mean, there's just, there's so many things like that in the world. It's just like, I mean, I don't even want to get into that whole Pulitzer situation that I'm chasing down about the DDT on Catalina. Listen,
it's pronounced Catalina, as you well know.
We've been banging on scientists' doors, and you know what they're doing? Locking them. They are not letting this
We've been telling you, we told you 10 years ago, we're done.
They don't want me to be great. And guess what? There's no letterbox for fucking scientists. I can't go on a scientist's review app and say they're not letting me win a Pulitzer. You know? It's fucked up.
Yeah, and I have no way of like liking your review.
Right.
Because I agree with it.
Yeah, it's like fucked up. There's no kind of, there's no social media feedback on a lot of work. And
you know what we need is more social media.
Yeah.
More.
We need it to infiltrate the sciences. We need it to like, oh, there is sites where you can like rate your professor, right? I feel like there is that.
Yeah. And I was scathing in college.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah. There's also a hotness meter. You can rate like how visually attractive.
I don't remember hating or thinking any of my professors were super hot.
I didn't have particularly attractive ones, but I did have ones that I deeply hated.
What subject?
Writing.
What?
The professor actually has since been fired.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, I went to a really liberal school and he was like the one conservative and he would leave 15 minutes into class and just not come back for 30 minutes and then be like, so did you guys do it? And we'd be like, what? I think he may have had a problem with narcotics, but that's not my business. But I would also still give him a bad review, even if he had that issue.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything. I'm even scared if I do open table, like if I reserve a restaurant, I'm scared to review it afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
there's people that are coming after people for their reviews.
Yeah. It's like, who's seeing the review? Your mom. Are they seeing that it's me? I don't want to, even if like a meal was terrible, it's like, is there any upside for me writing a bad review on Open Table? It's like, I don't know. It's like, maybe if someone slapped me across the face at a restaurant, I would feel vindicated to do that.
Well, it could help the common man, you know, when they're looking on where they're going to take their fiance to dinner.
Right. But there's enough other people doing it. That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, take yourself out. You don't need to do it. People that love to complain.
There's a real question is like, is review culture good or bad? Is it good for society or bad for society to have everyone have this device in their hand where they can leave public reviews? But also, as I'm talking, I'm like, what is devoid of that culture and what has it? Because I know food and the arts are very reviewed. And people like actual individuals now are getting lots of feedback. But
the Reddit snark culture.
Yeah, that's just the average human being with a social media account is now susceptible to critique and review. So it's like, who is immune to review? And I really want to say it's scientists. Is there anyone else?
I agree. They need to be critiqued.
There's journals? Peer-reviewed journals. Well, yeah, but I'm talking about the masses. I mean, what's crazy is that the masses can sit there like, if you make any kind of content, the masses are weighing in on it. But scientists are being...
Do we want the average TikTok user to have access to review
scientists? I'm like just saying, I'm just saying, like, if I'm getting reviewed, I want everyone getting reviewed. I don't know.
Yeah. Equal opportunity criticism.
Like, I don't know. I guess I really am curious, is it good for society or not? I will say with Yelp, it does help me steer me in certain directions.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
If I look up a place and it has like really shitty reviews, I'm going to look at it though, because when the reviews are about portion size, I'm like, this isn't the review for me. I don't really care about portion size. Like, I want the food to be delicious. If it's a small portion,
yeah,
either I'll order more or whatever. But like, I get it. Portion size is like, if you're going to go out to eat and you're spending money, you want to be fed, and I get it. But obviously I'm extremely successful, and that's not my
right
defining.
You got a letterbox
account. Yeah, no, I don't have a letterbox. I didn't even know about
you have a letter. You have a film on Letterbox.
Exactly.
You don't need to make an account. You're post to that.
You know what? All those little account. All those little firemen, antique firemen haters on Letterbox. Guess what? I was in the Criterion Closet. You little bitch. Were you?
Yeah.
No.
You don't even know what that is.
You're
probably.
You're fucking in the fucking the fireman costume rental closet.
Yeah. Trying to pick up some chicks with your natural wine collection.
You fucking, color changing wine, hand contact shit. I have to pee so bad. I have a question.
You should go do that.
When you're in like mixed company, do you go, I have to pee? Because I say that and then I feel like, wait, I guess I'm really transgressing. Like, you're supposed to not specify what you're getting up to. You're just, you want to leave.
Yeah, I don't like saying the P word, I think, specifically.
Yeah.
I say I have to go urinate. That's what my dad says, and it's so upsetting.
I have to go take
a
leak.
I'm going to the bathroom.
I got to take a leak, boys. I'll be back.
Yeah.
That's actually funny. I should probably bring that into rotation, take a leak. That's like disarming. Yeah. I feel like that's funny. But I have to pee. It's like I'd always get to look or a reaction. Like it's too visceral for people. And it it's like not mysterious enough for polite society.
Right.
So you're supposed to, I have to use the restroom. But the funny thing is, it's actually more obscene to leave it up to chance whether you're shitting or pissing. Like, in a way, it should put everyone at ease. No, no, boys, I'm only taking a leak. So.
Yeah. No, guys, it's not bad. Yeah. I don't do that other thing.
Yeah.
It's none of my business.
I'm going to do the one thing I do in the ladies' room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
I am in shock right now that I'm talking to you. You're like my favorite person ever. This has been wonderful.
You've been the only caller that I've talked to. And I have to say, I was getting really? Yeah. I was getting really comfortable just being a robot and pressing buttons. I'm like, wow, I can see the appeal of AI. Like, you just don't have to actually put any personal effort in. You know, I mean, I wrote the questions, but then I'm like, ugh, there's some gaps in what I have here on the soundboard. But I am hoping that there'll be some intel about pillows for side sleepers. Because if you try to Google that, let me tell you, you're getting into a whole mountain of weird advertising. It's hard to sift through it and find actual recommendations.
Oh yeah, podcast ads for pillows and mattresses. I mean, you'd think that it's the biggest market.
Yeah, everyone sleeps.
That is true. You're right. It is a big market. You know what? You're completely right.
You're literally.
I want to say one fact I learned about pillows.
Yeah,
is that they gain weight over time.
Ew.
As well as your mattress, because of all of
I'm sorry to hear that
leaking.
I'm sorry to hear that.
This is why, actually, with my pillows, I do a weigh-in in the morning and at night.
My pillow's on Weight Watchers.
Yeah, same.
Got to get that Ozempic for the pillows.
Oh my god, everyone is on fucking Ozempic. Everyone.
Oh, I'm the biggest Ozempic truther. I hate it. That doesn't, like, I'm not pro.
Yeah, like, it's starting to be shocking to me who all is on these drugs. And I was just talking to someone about this, and he said he injects, like, he treats his body like quadrants, and he injects alternating quadrants. I'm like, so you're bruised all over it. Like, I mean, also just think about the idea of it. I think it's once a week that you're injecting.
Yeah, it is.
Your body.
Yeah.
Every week.
And the dosage that they do for the weight loss is like double what they give diabetics.
Really?
But I will say, I'm a woman. I'm a woman with body image issues. I think everyone.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Unless you've really figured it out.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So I go on the Ozempic subreddit. Because I'm like, I need, because it has been the best way for me to know that do not take Ozempic. There are
really?
Like posts every single day.
What are they saying? Give
they
me,
say,
hit me.
I just ate half a piece of pizza and I've been throwing up for 4 hours.
Ew. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Because
you
all,
should go on it.
All the Ozempic people are always like posting pictures of like, I just ate a taco. You know, they always don't say how much they ate, but they're like, taco night, burgers, pasta. I love it. And you're like, wait a minute. You're fucking.
I just ate half a tortilla and I'm good.
Oh my God. What else?
No, it is so 95% of people that have taken it. This is what I think is very scary about the state of the world is that 95% of users that were taking Ozempic experienced severe gastrointestinal issues, but they were worth it to them. Because their interest in losing weight was high
everyone,
that they were willing to put up with it.
Everyone I know that's on it is like, yeah, for a while it's like that, and then you get used to it.
Yeah, until your stomach becomes absolutely frozen. There's like a frozen stomach epidemic that's happening. People are getting hospitalized.
What is
people
a frozen stomach? What is a frozen stomach?
It's like your body stops learning how to process the food.
Oh my gosh.
It's not good. Ozempic truthers, everyone, if this gets involved, if this is in the podcast, do your research or at least go to the Ozempic subreddit. just to get, it's a horror story.
This
it's
is like funny. Okay.
Pro Ozempic sub.
I just thought of an Ozempic food test. One bean from a taco. One sliver of a sliver of pizza.
Yeah, and it can't be like fatty or like sugary foods either. So the foods that you do get to eat,
yeah,
it's like you get a little bit of brown rice and a piece of broccolini.
Mm. Do you know I cried about Wendy Williams earlier in the podcast talking to the robot?
What did the robot say about her?
I mean, nothing. It's literally
what
the key.
Robot know?
I mean, I wrote the lines for the robot, and somehow
oh,
I started.
Right. You thought to yourself.
I'm just talking to myself with a weird robot recording, and I'm crying about Wendy Williams because I watched part of the documentary about her today, and it was just so, so sad. And at one point, she was screaming with delight that she has a thigh gap now. But I mean, if I told you what those legs are looking like. And I say this with love because, you know, listen, Wendy made a whole career saying stuff like this. Yeah. But I have to say, like, I did her show when I was in New York and I used to listen to her radio show all the time. And then when I got to do her show, I guess I didn't live in New York. I went back for it probably because I was on Brooklyn, I think. And that audience was the most fucking hype audience I've ever experienced doing any talk show.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. That is one of my biggest regrets is that I never got to go to the show.
It was so.
Everyone is just so in it.
They were so hyped. It was like a Greek amphitheater walking out there. And just,
amazing.
Yeah, it's just so.
Hamilton every day at Wendy Williams.
Yeah. It's just so sad to see the state that she's in.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it. I saw some clips and I was like, this is a little. I just want to remember her. I only want to consume, you know, the show clips, the peak, Wendy Williams extended universe.
Whereas I saw those clips, and we'll insert this in post, but I was like, we're going to insert footsteps walking toward the clips, toward the documentary. And then there I was watching it this morning and then in a state of panic all day about, wow, your whole life can just fall through your fingers. I mean...
Yeah.
Her whole life. I
and
mean,
that your body will ultimately betray you.
Yeah. Or in the case of aphasia, I mean, it's like your mind. And then also she was sober her whole radio show. And now she's drinking. And it's just like, oh my gosh. It's so hard.
Yeah. And that the memories that she does have are just like of being truly betrayed. And that's like some of the last coherent things that she had. And that is so upsetting to me.
Yeah, it's unclear from what I watched but she cried a lot. And then here I am on my podcast crying just like her. So who's the one to feel sorry for? I don't know.
Letterboxd.
Exactly. Listen, you are...
the Brooklyn firefighters.
I was going to start giving out golden tickets. Does anyone do that? Like to callers, like, you get a golden ticket. Is there a way to like prioritize callers? Because I feel like that would be fun to do when there's a good caller.
Oh, are you giving me a golden ticket?
I would if this infrastructure was set up. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, I mean, I would love that. I'll DM the account. You don't even have to acknowledge it, but I'll say I was the golden boy.
This is what I think would be fun is like if we had like remember that one guy who called and he knew about every awful thing in the world that we both read all the same scary articles and stuff. Like if we had his number,
yeah.
Your number, like we have a file of them, like of our top callers, and then we can even call you sometimes if we want you to weigh in on a topic. Like that would create a nice like.
Oh my God, totally. Yeah, you can call me any time of night. I'll be probably thinking about the world suffering, you know.
Do you have any hope for the state of the world?
No.
What is the best type of pillow for side sleepers?
All right, I have to go. I have to pee. I hate to say.
You have to go to the bathroom. I'll DM and letterbox is happening imminently. The review.
Thank you. I have to pee imminently, but I mean... I have to use the restroom, okay?
Yeah, the girls' room, okay. I adore you. I adore everything you do. I think you're the smartest woman on the planet.
Aww.
You say all of this crazy stuff that I do not
say goodbye.
All right, okay, what is this? What's this?
When a bear is barreling towards you.
Okay, I can't with that. All right. I really do have to 10-1, as they say.
Okay, do it. Do it,
here,
girl.
Here, you get in your car. What car are you driving?
I have a Volvo with the lights that don't turn on, so I can only drive during the day.
And then I'm going to get into, what am I going to be driving right now? What do I feel like? Let me think. I'm going to walk. And then that walking sound. I'm going to walk. It's a nice day out. It's really not. But I'm going to walk nonetheless because it feels really dramatic. Bye.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing. Oh,
yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.